welcome to the W1HEN repeater system.
WA1ODD, W1SVQ, W1SVQ, WA1ODD, good morning, go ahead. W1SVQ returning, good morning, all quiet here, fairly warm. About the same here. Trying to figure out what kind of tasks I'm trying to do today to get things cleaned up, or a little more clean at least. That's it for now, I guess. Yeah, quiet here. Gotta run to the eye doctor for a routine follow-up. I guess a lot of places are open. I guess there's quite a bit open. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Check in tomorrow. WA1ODD, W1SVQ, signing off. WA1ODD, signing off.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 7 a.m. Cloudy. Temperature 42 degrees.
W2VL repeater.
This is W1HEN repeater.
Temperature 44 degrees.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KD2REK, good morning, mobile.
Humbug, KD2KNH. Good morning, Ryan.
KD2KNH, KD2REK. Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
All right, I can't complain. Sort of balanced out your good morning with a bah humbug. Monday morning and half the population is off, but the service time must go on, I guess.
Yeah, we gotta keep going. Keep making the meow mix, gotta keep things going. It's very confusing. The garbage was picked up. I guess the post office is closed. I don't know if the UPS store is closed. You know, there's no fine line anymore. There used to be. So, your work.
It is what it is. It's all we can do. And post office definitely closed. You know, every holiday, if you work for the government, you get it off. I think it's the major reason they create holidays.
KD2REK. Yeah, that makes sense. Oh well, we'll see what else closes. The phones are nuts. The phones were nuts yesterday, oddly enough, on a Sunday. And they're nuts today, so there's no rhyme or reason. It is what it is.
Well, luckily in my industry, people know we don't work weekends, and I tell everybody, you know, it's not a heart-lung machine either, so, a copy is only an emergency to me if you're down. If you have a couple of lines or a tray's not working or something,
It's calling for maintenance. It can wait.
Yeah, definitely. I don't work weekends either, but the phone seems to ring on. I guess, you know, it's a new world, so everybody kind of preps for Monday, so all the calls come in Sunday. So, basically everything's on the runway. Everybody's queued. I guess that's the new mentality. So, but it's fine. It is what it is.
Well, as soon as they have a problem, they're going to call. So, I guess they figure to get in the queue. And, people don't like having their appliances not work on weekends or any other day for that matter.
Yeah, for sure. I got a call this lady back. She's got a dryer problem, so I'm going to run. Sorry. I'm just going to use this time to make a few quick calls quick. Thanks for getting back to me, Charlie. I'm glad you had a good weekend, and you're going to have a great day. We'll talk to you in a little bit. KD2KNH, KD2REK. We'll be listening, but I'll get on later. Big 73, buddy. Talk to you in a little bit.
All right, KD2KNH clear. Yeah, I've got to get to my coffee and breakfast here while I'm driving, so good timing. You have a good day.
He said that they're doing it first thing today. He said it got a little nasty yesterday.
Yeah, I was out for a little bit in the afternoon, and you're right. It did get very nasty. I wasn't sure if they were doing anything today. It's a holiday, but I guess they are.
Yeah, I don't know that the holiday means anything to them other than, you know, maybe, you know, financially.
Yeah, it's not a holiday for everybody. It was only in the last years that we had it off. Anyway, are you heading out there now?
Yeah, I just picked up my coffee. I got to kill some time in the morning anyway, so I might as well do that.
Okay, so you want me to meet you there or what?
Oh, good. If you want to come out. If you want to come out, it's not a problem. If you want to wait, that's not a problem either. I just don't know what their timing is going to be like. I would assume it would take them a few hours to get the thing up and on.
Okay, not a problem. When I hear you getting closer, maybe I'll head out there, if anything, just to keep you company.
Well, I will tell you one thing. By the way, I should be out there in about half an hour. I did drag out the telescope, and I did get the software working, I think.
See, I had nothing but failure. I had this telescope out on Saturday evening, and I'm so rusty at lining it up and all that, and the hand controller is giving me problems. One of the keys is stuck, so I'm gonna see if I can open up that today and see if it's something that's simple or if I'm going to really be in trouble and have to replace it.
Yeah, well, I don't have a hand controller, so I don't have that problem.
That's the problem with automation. Something goes bad and you ruin the whole night.
Yeah.
Hello, radio.
Yeah. Okay, I started to double with you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I wanted to make a comment on the scope. The guy that could probably help you with that also is Marco.
Okay. You were probably talking to Pat.
My problem was a software issue with the CCD, and I got that resolved. He has another issue. So perhaps I should point you in that direction, Rudy.
My mistake might have been I thought it was Richie you were talking with.
No, that's Pat, WB2CMF.
Pat, sorry I mistook you for Richie. But Marco is big in telescopes, amongst other things. All right, then I'm going to stand by and let you guys go. Are you talking, by the way, of the thing you and I were talking about the other day, the Eastern thing?
Yes, that's the antenna we're discussing. Pat usually takes care of the stuff out that way, because he lives out that way.
Hi, Pat. I'm, you know, for me, it's like traveling to Europe by car. Anyway, all right, I'm going to let you carry on. I just heard the scoping, and I thought I might add 2 cents in there. And on top of that, that really shouldn't have, of course. All right, I'll talk to you guys. Ignore everything I said. That's the smartest thing to do today. Ignore what Rudy says. W8B will be standing by.
He's just doing that to confuse us. Donnie, you confused?
Shows I succeeded.
Yeah, WB2CMF. I'm still here on an HT today, so it might be a little noisy. But yeah, I've been confused with a lot worse than Richie, so that's actually a compliment. Anyway, I don't know Marco, but when I have more time, I'd like to maybe talk to him. Anyway, I am finishing my morning cup of coffee, so I'm going to go complete that, and maybe I'll meet you out there about 9 or so.
Okay, see you in a bit. WB2ZLC.
Okay, WB2CMF, I'm clear for now.
W1ECN, repeat your job. PL is 141.3.
CVL, New Jersey. Anybody on repeater?
WHCVL. Well, I'm on one of them, and I was about to pick up the mic and call Pat, but hi, WB2ZFC.
Oh, yeah, good morning, Steve. I was just pulling into. Let's see, am I hearing myself? No. I'm pulling into the Secaucus Station, and I know it's a holiday today, which I forgot, President's Day, but the train schedules are all different, and we got delayed because of a broken down train somewhere in Jersey, so we just pulled out of Penn Station, and heading into work today. I got to catch up on a couple of things. All right, just saying hello. And that's about it, really. I forgot it was a holiday today. Well, it is a holiday. Otherwise, I would have changed my schedule around, but I'm here. All right, back to you. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just heading east. Actually, right now I'm heading north, but then I'll be heading east again. Let me just see if Pat's around before I lose him. WB2CMF, WB2ZFC.
Hello, Steve. I'm still here, WB2CMF, just getting ready to leave.
Okay, just giving you a heads up. I'm on North Ocean heading up the hill. See you when you get there.
Okay, you'll be ahead of me. Okay, I'll be leaving in about 5 minutes. 73 for now. Hello, Andy, 73, WB2CMS.
Anyway.
Yeah, how you doing, Pat?
Yeah, you've been in and out a little bit. I don't know if the cell coverage here is quite good.
Yeah, I spoke to Dave. What's this called? WB2SVA? VSA? Something like that. I sent him the video of the ham station thing that that was made. All right, so now we're on our way to work. All right, I'll let you guys go, and they're doing it. It's just interesting that, you know, they're going to be replacing this bridge that's been causing all this trouble on this line, this Morristown line. So they're doing a lot of construction. Not today, though. It looks like everybody's off for the holiday. But they got some pretty interesting equipment here, putting in the pylons for the new the temporary bridge they're going to be installing. I think it's temporary until they pull the old one down and rebuild a new one where the old one is. I think that's the plan. Quit reading that. All right, see you later. Steve, back to you, WCDL.
I'll talk to you later, Andy. WB2ZSD.
Okay. Catch you later. WB2ZSD.
WB2CMC.
Hello, Steve, WB2CMF. I'm just coming up to 83 North Ocean Avenue.
Oh, okay. I'm just pulling up to the second open gate, and I was going to park. I just forgot I let you know I was here.
Okay. I should be there in, I don't know, 10 minutes or so.
See you when you get here. WB2ZFC.
Okay, WB2CMF on the side.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Here is WB2EAV listening.
YHY Mobile, listening.
You on RHO.
Welcome to W18CN Receiver System.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
This is
Canyon B and 2 Zenju C Movers.
W1 8 E N C 1 L Y A 1 41 L Y T 3 W1 M 1 MDF Newport clear. Another beautiful day in democracy.
CL off Enter 2 5 8 1 W 1 8 E N.
W82CDL W82CXR. Station, are you calling me? Your audio is quite low.
Anyone on frequency? W82VSM.
KD2FIU. George, are you on frequency? W82VFM. W82CDL, W82VFM.
Indy Zip Park, over in Jersey, W82IAW.
I'm sorry, I missed the call. Can you repeat, please?
Whiskey Alpha 2, Indy Alpha Whiskey. Name is Frank. QTH's Beshua. Andy was on the train early this morning going over to Jersey to work.
Oh, okay. WA2IAW, WA2VSM. I appreciate that. Did you say your name was Frank?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, Frank, I appreciate that. WA2VSM. Yeah, it's quite on the frequency at the moment. I figured I'd give a shout out to anyone who would just like to say hello.
Some of the crew were out in Middle Island to put up that antenna on that rather large Univision tower out there in Middle Island.
Oh, okay. I can't keep track of all the things that they're doing. They seem to be a very... very busy group of people, always improving and improving the repeater capabilities. I was off 2 meters for many, many years, coming from 6909. And when I came here recently, in the last 6 months or so, I'm back again. I found we had all types of exceptional coverage in all different areas and this and that, and even modes that I was not aware of. By the way, the name is Stu, S-T-U, and we're located in Nassau. Frank.
And I understand. I went through stages. You get to get into it, and then you get out of it, and then you have to move, and then you have to change jobs, and then you get a more stable environment, and you get back on, and the story of my life.
Oh, I could beat that. My mind is racing as I'm thinking of what to say to you. I became licensed in the age of 15, back in 1964. This is an original call. I was on 2 meters, I was on 6 meters, and then I was novice at CW on the low band. Then I discovered girls, my teens. So I was off-ham radio for about 20 years. Then after you've conquered all the females of the world and develop a life, place to go 9 to 5, the whole bit, leaving the teenage years, you become, like you say, more stable, much more stable, and then go back onto the radio. So, yeah, it's a progression. It's fun.
I first started learning to play radio in high school. School in Floral Park. It used to be WCHS. Used to share a frequency with another station. I think it was Hofstra. I'm not certain, but I have been dabbling in and out of radio for quite a number of years. And on the 23rd, I'm going to be 77.
Well, I'm going to be 77 in August, so you have me beat by 6 months. How old were you when you got your first license, Frank?
Oh, when I was at the school, we had to get that third class with broadcast endorsement, you know, and then I graduated up and took more tests, the commercial operator tests, and passed them, let them expire, you know, it's the cycle of radio people, and I'm still dealing in radio, non-commercial radio, over at the Brentwood High School.
Very good. Did you live in Floral Park for a long time?
Well, I lived in Elmont. I lived in the... I, actually, to be honest with you, you know, NY2H, he used to live diagonally across the street from me in Elmont on Heathcote Road for many years.
WHCXR. Go ahead, station.
Just put me in a rotation. I want to talk to the guy who runs the Brentwood High School radio station. I listen to that exclusively. Back to you.
Yeah, well, my name is Frank. Call is WA2IAW, and I'm trying to wiggle my way out of it because I'm getting much, much too old and too many requirements and filings with the FCC that, in my opinion, do not apply to a non-commercial operation. And it's just, it's becoming overbearing and actually to the point where it becomes annoying.
Well, I want to compliment on your choice of music. It's old stuff. I'm in my 70s, too. And I was when I was 12.
Well, it's been since inception. You can spit it out, Frank. Goes back to 1975. And that was basically the format that was used by the people who put it on the air. And I continue with it. We had a little bit of more progressive music, but not on a continuing basis, just to kind of break it up a little bit.
What's your ERP?
180 watts. Circular.
Oh, wow. That explains the, I can almost tell you and map your propagation. It's been on the North Shore around Jericho, and I don't go south on much past Westway. West, it barely makes it to 110. Can't wait to sell this.
I'll leave Stu out of this conversation. Well, to be honest with you, we're in the process of, we had some antenna problems, and the antenna is, transmitting antenna is 40 feet lower than it should be.
Can you repeat? Stu, pick it up. I don't want to hog.
Okie dokie, WA to the FM. Don't worry about it. I'm used to being phased out. I'm a married man, H.I. Good morning to you. Frank, I have a question for you. You lived in Elmont. Did you know anybody with a last name Cerulli by any chance? I know Elmont's pretty big, but sometimes you just get lucky with these questions.
I can't say I recall that particular name. As I said, I used to live diagonally across the street from Lou, NY2H. And, you know, we dibble-dabbled in CV and all that kind of stuff, putting brackets on the handlebars and antennas and walkie-talkies and all that kind of stuff. We used to have a lot of fun.
You do remember Gauss, though, do you not?
Dropped out. Say again.
Being that you were an Elmont resident, you remember Gauss?
That's Broadway. The milk factory.
Right. I mean, I didn't grow up in Elmont. I grew up at Bayside, but everyone who I know who came from or lived in Elmont would be there all the time. It's like, oh, you come from Elmont. You must know Gout. Unbelievable. I don't have the first name of the other station, but I'm going to give it over to you, and I'm going to start my day, get out of here. But I'm glad you both chimed in. Frank, so much. Thank you so much, rather, for your coming on frequency. It was about Andy. And the other station, I wish you both a wonderful day in 73 and both stay safe and healthy. I'll give it to the, quote, unnamed station at this time. Good morning to you all. This is Stu, WA2VFM.
Yes, that's me. All right, well, I like the format. It's all the oldies, all the 50s and 60s and what we have today, except for just what I hope that radio on. Don't go!
Between, as I originally said in my conversations, the amount of regulatory changes and the amount of digital filings and... It's out of control. You know, more and more paperwork, more and more paperwork, and then you're dealing with administration who have little knowledge of the responsibilities of operating a station, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't mean to imply that they're just overloaded with all these mandates from both the federal and state governments. It's become a chaotic environment at times.
Sorry to hear that. Where is the station located in the high school? I have one at the high school where I work at times. It's right on the main floor with a little speak up there and your glass enclosed studio. And I think they're carrier. I don't know if they're at ERP or, the other form of carrying my wire.
Believe that they're in-house. As I said, our antenna system needs to be... the antenna isn't the problem. We had... was initially on an old 85-foot utility pole that was donated by LIPA back in 1975. And it needed to come down. It was rotting, so we're trying to find somebody to give us a grant to get it back up where it belongs.
Just on recent listening to that station, I didn't know it was lowered in the Dixville Comac area, so that's like some throwaway.
Yeah, well, it does have pretty good coverage because it's ground level is a little bit higher in Brentwood than it would be on the South Shore.
When I first got out of high school in the 60s, I worked at the Hofstra radio station. Good old days where a credit was $35. Format, when you said format, that triggered the whole memory of the station manager liked classical music, and it would put me to sleep at school. So I had to convince him to put something a little more upbeat on it. I wouldn't have an engineer.
I'm familiar with some of the older staff that used to work there. I also used to be the engineer for WLNG out in Sag Harbor for about 10 years. So I was running between the school and on weekends I would be out at LNG in Sag Harbor.
Boy, you're a busy man. Maybe you know the answer to this question, having the facility to deal with electronic stuff. When you have a multi-band antenna and it's got loading coils to be able to, and traps that are also acting as loading coils, you can go on 20, 40, 80, and 160. If the 20-meter trap, that's the trap closest to the center of the antenna, goes south and you have to replace it, so you replace it, but all you got in there now is a trap, and it's like a tiny thing compared to the coil that was in there. Does the 40-meter trap you want to go on 40 meters. Does the 40-meter trap act as part of the 40-meter segment? Let's assume there's a 20-meter trap, so you can get on 20, and then you want to go on 40. So you add the length of the 20 meters now, and...
It has some effect on it, obviously, because everything is interconnected, even with traps. But for the most part, it wasn't too much of a difference. It doesn't load the system down too much. As long as your pissoir is okay, you know, you might lose 10 or 15 watts in your ERP, but that's about all I can say on this subject. Whoops.
I'm not worried about losing power. What happened is I had to get rid of the 20-meter trap because it was bad. And the segment between the 20 and the 40-meter trap was 9.5 feet. And I've been playing with that length for months, trying to find the right length. It can't be shorter than 9.5, and it can't be longer than 16 feet. Right now it's up to 12. And it has two dips in the SWR, one at the low end of the band and one at the high end of the band, and nobody seems to know what that's about.
As I said, it can create a little bit of degradation of the operation on certain frequencies, or a reduction in your power, obviously. As long as you don't have a serious VISWAR problem, you know, a drop in, say, 20 watts, maybe a little bit more, a little bit less, who knows, depending upon the direction of the antennas and whether you're beaming it towards the Midwest or towards Europe. It's not going to make too much of a difference.
Well, the VISWAR at the high end of the band is over 3 to 1. In fact, it goes past 3 to 1 and it has a dip at 7.4. And at low end at 7.15, the VISWAR is about under 2 to 1. You could say they both suck. And I'm putting up a full-size 40-meter dipole.
Good luck with that. I'm sure it will help improve the situation. Antennas and are a very, very strange animal within themselves. And, you know, I used to have a classic 33 beam, and I used to love to get on CW as a young operator and see how many stations. I have QSL cards from all over the world, and it was great. You know, and I just swing the beam or use the inverted V, depending upon what band I was operating on.
Well, my backyard now looks like a spider web. Got a balanced wire, self-made balanced wire doublet. It's 126 on it. I have a 17-meter dipole. I have now a 40-meter dipole. And I have the trap dipole, not to mention the 10 through 80 vertical. It qualifies as quite a farm.
I understand. Antennas are a tricky thing, you know, your location, your average height above terrain, the propagation, which I understand 10 meters is very, very active in most. Well, I want to say probably the last 2 months, and I listened to the guys talking back and forth about all their contacts and, you know, South America and Europe and Australia, et cetera, et cetera.
You know, when I hear that, I think they're lying, because I go on 10 meters, so I'm lucky if I hear three stations. So I don't know about 10 meters. I have vertical to go on. Transmit the others don't band quite well at all. Well, I can load up the doublet and go on any band I want. Have you been on the air HF recently? My noise level on 160 is 20 over 9, and I don't know if that's normal or local noise.
Actually, I have not been on the low bands in quite a number of years, so I would be reluctant to give you any advice, but I hear the guys who operate on this repeater, as well as others, talking about, you know, high noise levels, and depending upon the time of day, and sunspot spike cycles, and all that good stuff. So, who knows? It's a mystery sometimes.
Yes, fortunately, but sadly, when I started operating in the late 50s, you could work across the United States on a tenth of a watt of 10 meters. We worked at the station from the high school in the village, Van Buren High School radio station, at W5100 and 7584. Nice AM station. I wouldn't mind having it. And, you know, my friend in Brooklyn, with a modest globe scout, was working the world on 10 meters. I miss that. I really, really miss that, because I don't want to have to spend thousands to put up a decent antenna with an amplifier and blow the neighbors away.
WA2IAW. Yeah, I understand. And I do have to get back to some things that I was doing. I enjoyed the QSO. And get on here and chat. This is the busiest 2 meter, and the guys are out in Middle Island putting in a new antenna in Middle Island. And we have a lot of connected repeater systems that are, you know, all now with Echolink and D-Star and all this good kind of stuff. And we're going to cover almost the entire island from beginning to end. You have a good day, WA2IAW. Thanks for the QSO.
Yeah, thank you, Frank. And please let that station viewers know I appreciate the format that they're playing, and I hope they stick with it. WCW-A2CXR is clear.
It was another station in there at the same time you were. Enjoy your day. WA2IAW is going to be clear.
Good morning. The time is 10:55 a.m. Mostly cloudy. Temperature 50 degrees.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Let's keep.
fly mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KE2ASB, listening. WA2NUB, this is KE2ASB.
Oh, God, this is me, WA2NUB. How are you?
Okay, I'm on the Long Island Expressway. I'm going to see Bill. You remember Bill?
Of course I remember Bill. Haven't seen him probably in decades.
I also didn't see him for a long time. But I think it's good to go see him.
I'm glad to see you have time off. I figured you'd be busy with students.
Today I finished my list. So, I'm good now. How is the audio?
Hang on a second. I'm going outside. I changed the bandwidth on my RT85. I want to see if you can hear a difference. Stay with me while I waddle outside. All right, I have to assume the position here. This is WH2NUB again. Is there any difference in this radio now? Is it better, worse than it was?
I think before it was better. It is a little bit noisy.
All right, let me explain. I am now outside on a handy talkie, which would be worse, noisier, than the inside radio, which has the bigger, better antenna. But I was wondering about the audio, whether the audio is louder. Compare it to the beep than it was. I set it to the wide FM.
What is exactly the comparison? I didn't really understand it.
You really sound very good. Whatever you did, the audio is very good. Now, the only thing I changed on this radio was the bandwidth of the signal. And I just want to know if it sounded, compared to the deep, if it sounds, you know, close to the same.
So I guess that this is narrow, and before it was wide. Is it true?
Yeah, it was mid. Now it is wide.
Can you go back to very narrow as possible?
No, because I programmed it through the computer, so it will automatically go back to what the program was set. Again, compare it to the beep. If it's as loud as the beep, or less loud, or more loud would be worse.
I think you are louder than the beep.
All right, that means I may have to roll it back. All right, but I'm not going out of the passband. I'm not clicking in and out. Help if I push the button right.
KE2ASD, what are you doing?
All right, now I was explaining to you what I did, but I realized I wasn't pushing the push the talk button where it actually keyed the transmitter, because when I released it, I got no beep. Oy vey, that really, really sucks to get old.
Take it easy. Everything is going fine.
Yeah, whatever we did to your radio, it's much better now. The audio is just much better.
That is good news. I'm happy about it. So I wait a little bit with drilling the hole bigger. Let me try to get used to the right position, and then if needed, I can always drill the hole.
At this point, I would leave it alone. But you're also, since you're on the northern state, you're going past the repeater site. It'll be on your left-hand side. Those three big towers, just as you leave Queens, or just as you enter Queens, you'll see it. Those are the North Shore towers, which is where the repeater is.
You know, I am on the expressway, but I know where the towers are. usually, I know where they are. Maybe on the way back, I can pass by there and see how it is.
Yeah, interesting, when I was still doing the computer racket, I had two customers in those buildings that I did computer work for. All right, I'm going inside. It's too cold out here. W8-1UB.
K2ASD. 73.
Hold on a second. I just got word that the phones have been ringing. Let me check what's going on.
K2ASD. I'm listening.
Okay, I'm back.
K2ASD. You know, maybe, isn't it possible that I can see these towers also from the expressway? At some point they are too close together, huh?
It's a cluster of three. I never paid attention from the expressway because it's a bit more north. The expressway in the northern state kind of, what the hell is it, they go further away from each other at that point. Yeah, I just got some calls from Pennsylvania. I was wondering who the hell it was. I tried to call them back, but that didn't work. You know, hope everything is okay.
Any news from Dave?
No, nothing from Dave. It's my area code, not his area code. What's interesting with Dave, he kept his Long Island number, so if I see it's a Long Island number, then it's got to be him. But this was a 570 number, which is from my neck of the woods.
I see. Holly's number was 570. It's the same number.
Hang on a second. I just got called back. Stay with me. I'll be right when you be back. That was a, what was it, a realtor that called for the property there.
Okay, so nothing interesting.
Nothing interesting, but I do notice that when you talk differently into the microphone, it does make a pretty significant difference. But it's interesting that such a small distance makes such a big difference. I find that kind of strange, really.
I will pay attention to how to keep the mic. And maybe eventually I have to make the hole a little bit bigger. We'll see.
As I said, I've done it to a few microphones. It hasn't hurt. I mean, it doesn't increase the audio so much that you end up with a 10kc bandwidth and that you're more out than in. But it will probably make a difference, which was a hell of a lot better than it was.
Okay, so let it be for a while, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay, it's also obviously a lesson for me or for some other people that have a tendency to talk to the wrong area of the microphone. I suggest to a few people is put a red circle around the microphone hole so you know where it is, so you don't put your hand over it. Or like I did with one of my mics, I put my thumb right on the hole. Couldn't figure out why nobody could understand me. And every microphone is different. This particular one has the hole, in my opinion, in exactly the right place. Just about any way you grab the microphone, you're talking, not the proper spot. Some of the other ones have the hole in an odd spot. The radio I have upstairs, the microphone hole is right where the palm of your hand would go if you grasp the mic. Like, who thought of that?
I think it is a beautiful image, like a target on the handhold thing, but to see where the microphone is. But you know, how is it again? So if you are in FM modulation, then the amplitude of the signal widens the output. Is that true?
Basically, what it does, it widens the bandwidth of the audio only. It doesn't affect the power, it doesn't affect anything, but it and that's how broad your voice is. The repeater expects 5 kc bandwidth. So if you got 2.5 kc bandwidth, you're going to be 6 dB down right out of the box. So you want to be as close as possible to that 5 kc bandwidth, and that would be considered wideband FM versus narrowband FM. But it affects nothing with the power or any other part of the signal. It's just the audio part.
I understand that, but I think I will have to fiddle a little bit with sinuses and cosinuses to understand how what really happens in terms of formulas and stuff. But that is my homework for later.
Basically, it has nothing to do with sine and cosine. It basically has to do with just the how wide the audio is spread out over the input of the repeater.
I will think about it. I will think about it. But, let's see. I need some. I do not really understand it yet.
It's possible you're overthinking it, but give it some thought. We'll talk about it more, I'm sure. It's not the end of the world. Even with narrowband, if you're close enough to the repeater, you will certainly be understood. It'd just be a little bit more of a struggle. A good example would be of narrowband if you're talking to the back of the microphone. That's narrowband. If you turn it around the right way, you have wideband.
I see.
Okay, now I'm talking into the back of the microphone, and my audio should be quite low.
I can still hear you. Of course, it is much less, but I can still hear you. Probably when I try that, then you cannot hear nothing.
Possibly, but that's kind of a good example of the difference between wideband and narrowband audio. When I talk into the back of the microphone, less audio gets to the microphone. Narrowband. Was that you that made that funny noise?
KE2ASD. No, that wasn't me. I don't know what it was.
Maybe somebody else is trying to get in. It's WA20B. Anybody there?
Check.
There, radio check. You sound A, that you're off frequency, and you're a little bit scratchy. Where are you? And let's try that call again, because I missed that in the garbled.
He doesn't have a call because it's a pirate. WHYWL.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I wasn't aware of that.
Think he's a pirate? Oh, ho, ho.
How did you know? Did he have an eye patch?
Oh, ho, ho. Or maybe, Severy Timbers.
WA2NUB, KD2FIU.
Yeah, hi. This is WA2NUB.
Yeah, Rudy, it's George. You got me curious yesterday when you were talking about the deviation levels. I had to check both my Yaesu HTs. Their transmit deviation level can go narrow, from 5 kc to 2.5 kc, and that's because in some countries 2.5 is the